Hey everyone, it's Steve. Welcome to our Summerfest series, a highlight of Milwaukee-based bands who are playing at Summerfest this year in 2023. As locals, we might take it for granted, but Summerfest provides an amazing opportunity for artists to connect with longtime supporters and gain exposure with new fans. Milwaukee needs Summerfest. This episode features Nile X Nile, an alternative hip-hop artist who is intentional about his mission and his success. Take a listen, then head over to Summerfest on June 24th at 6 p.m. at the Generac Power Stage to support Nile X Nile Live. Thanks for supporting a local podcast and local music. We love you, Milwaukee. Hello, Milwaukee! Hey, Adam.
Hey, Steve.
Milwaukee is fun-loving,
up-and-coming,
a rising star.
And now, let's get into the episode.
My name is Nile X Nile. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I'm happy to be here today.
Nice.
Yeah.
World famous.
We are too. World famous.
Normally we start with, hey, how did you name the band? How did you name yourself? And it's all part of your name, like just mixed in.
Yeah. This was like the most mature name I feel like I had to go with in the direction of my growth. And like 2017, I was kind of like going through this like phase of, you know, because most rappers or I guess like artists who are like starting off, they're like named like Little or Young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm becoming 18, 19-ish. I was like, I kind of want people to take me a little bit more serious, and I want my music to reflect the demeanor I want to carry as far as like how my sound is and how people respect my art. So I kind of changed my name to Nile. And then when I typed in Nile on streaming platforms and all that, there was like a heavy hardcore metal band. And I was like, no, I can't just be Nile. I have to be like Nile, but like a way to, you know, distinguish that. So Nile X Nile all came together because my favorite anime, I'm into anime. My favorite anime is Hunter X Hunter. And so I was like, well, It's Hunter Hunter, but it's Hunter X Hunter. You know, so I was like, what about Nile X Nile? But people could just call me Nile. Like, that's just what I want to do. And that's how that came about. So.
I think it's awesome.
I do too. I love it. And I can totally see where you're coming from on the little bit more of a mature sounding name. You know, if you want to take it a little bit more seriously or be taken more seriously.
Well, as an artist too, it's not just a name, it's your brand.
Yeah. That's kind of where I was going with it is like this is the brand you're building, so you don't want to like if you're going in a direction, take that direction and go.
Yeah, I think it's been very rewarding as well to know that from where I was, again, I was like somewhat like respected and there was love being shown. So I've never had like a bad rep about me as a person or as my artistry as well. But, you know, to really see like that was my main focus. And then when I kind of really did transition and really start putting out better quality songs and more thought out like music, it did really feel like there was a shift in my life happening as an artist, you know? So I'm very appreciative of people really, you know, taking a chance on me and my journey as I step forward into the world of, you know, music. But I'm just appreciative to be here.
Who are your early influence? That inspired you? And
Mac Miller and Lil Wayne. So they were
nice.
Mac Miller was kind of like the button up, you know, the swaggy, you know, what is it like palm trees, like beach look in high school with the snapbacks.
Oh yeah.
You know, and then Lil Wayne was more so like the metaphor or punchline rapper, you know, it was just kind of like a fusion because I grew up in my household with my brothers and my mom and dad, and I'm listening to like a lot of like the Hot Boys before Lil Wayne kind of went and took his solo like leap into his career. And then I was just kind of like, you know, well, if that's like hip hop, like the R&B music, all that stuff that they're playing, I want to know what I feel like worked for me. And the first time I heard Mac Miller, some friends of mine actually gave me a PSP with music on it. And so the first song I was hearing was, I'm going to take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump. Look at all this money. You know, I was like, oh, yeah. I didn't even know the guy was white until after I asked him. Like, I was listening to this song, like, for weeks. And I was like, yeah, you know, he's dope. I mess with Mac Miller. They was like, yeah, man. And then I was like, he's black, isn't he? And he was like, no, Mac Miller's white. And I was like, oh, well, that's even crazier, like, to know that I was impacted by more than just my urban community.
Yeah, yeah.
I never put two and two together on Mac Miller's style until you said that just now, and it just blew my mind. I was like, that is what it is. I never thought of it that way. And you said that, and I was like, yep, that's good. I love it.
But right now,
those are great influences, though, too.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. I think because it was really like, it was like the perfect parallel for where you had Lil Wayne, who was like, you can tell, like, if he said something, he kind of blew your mind, or he said some like punchline stuff, and it was like, oh, yep, I want to take her serious. But then you get that, and then you also get the Mac Miller, the fun kind of frat party vibes, where you're like, okay, you can kind of mix it in both. And they both kind of, they did a song with each other too. So at the time back then, it was like really about like my favorite artists and like dream collaborations. Now, I'm not mad about, everybody just does collaborations because they feel like they all mess with each other in the music industry. But those two artists, when they collaborated, it was just like mind blowing to me. And it just really showed me that you can be very limitless about hip hop.
Speaking of collaboration, we've been having a few conversations with musicians and artists today, in fact, kind of we're kicking off our Summerfest season of live music. And how would you, and we've heard positive things about how people are turning out for shows. Live music is back. Live local music is maybe better than it's ever been in the scene here in Milwaukee. How would you describe the scene as you see it, as being part of it?
I think that it's thriving and it's just kind of becoming rejuvenated. Like, the beautiful thing about me specifically, I was kind of somewhat a part of the last 10 years / like this new 10 year. So like the last like 10 years was kind of like, what, like 2010 to 2020, right? Pandemic happened to cap it off. So it was kind of really hard to really like experience what it really felt like to see the scene, which was kind of really thriving at such a fast pace, continue to prosper and, like, you know, elevate. And then, not to mention, during pandemic, what was it, 2021, the Bucks win a championship. So it could have really been very, very crazy for us. But I think God and the world decided to slow us down just a little bit to kind of give us just a little bit of clarity, a little bit about, like, okay, if this is what we want, then we have to kind of, like, you know, just kind of be at a steady pace or whatever as far as the artist here. So after the first 10 years, I kind of am kind of somewhat existing in this next 10 years. And this next 10 years, which I've been in now for about the like last three, has been amazing, man. Like, I've been meeting so many dope, like, locals. Like, Social Sig is a really dope band. Dia Light is a really dope band. Yeah. And what else? Not even just them, like, even from, like, the local music scene here as far as the hip-hop artists and, you know, stuff like that. Like, I love Too High's music. Of course, I love my own music. I love, like, the Cronies. Like, there's just a lot of, like, really exciting music that's going on right now in the local scene. And unless you're here watching it, like, thrive from the last, like, 3-4 years, even after pandemic, like, you wouldn't really understand, like, where all this love and joy comes from a lot of the locals right now. So I'm really excited about where we're going because we're showing a lot more community. We're showing a lot more like togetherness, and there's really nothing too envious about other people getting their shine. But I can say we're able to kind of say we're actually selling tickets as a local artist. You know what I'm saying?
So, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, congrats.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah,
that's a really good feeling to have.
Yeah. I don't obviously. We just literally met a few minutes ago. It's like what the vibe I get from you is like not only about how you were being strategic about your brand, your name, your how you present what you want to do, but probably work hard as hell too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why am I getting that work hard vibe too? Like,
yeah.
You just seem like you're on the grind.
I remember when, you know, I was like in these rooms, like by myself, like in my household, maybe my mom's basement, maybe, you know, even at my girl's people spot, like kind of just reflecting on life and where I want to be in the next 5 to 10 years. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the places that I'm in now, whether it's me finally finna do Summerfest, me, you know, being able to go on tour for dropping my album, me having a song with Mick Jenkins from Chicago, like it all started with me taking myself serious and making those sacrifices. And so, a lot of times I don't really see a lot of that right away, because, you know, you have to make the conscious effort to be like, no, I'm going to spend this money, even though I don't really have it, to make sure that this happens for me in my career and what's going to happen, you know, going forward. Or, oh no, I have to make sure that I'm in this room, no matter who I know that's there, because I have to put myself in a position to meet these people and to gather this information to be like, okay, it will make sense for Nolix now to do this radio interview when he releases, or it'll make sense for Nolix now to have had this conversation with this group of people, because these group of people will offer this to my life, you know, or my career. Like, it's just a lot of trial and error, and I'm still learning and growing. You know, I don't have no manager at the moment, but, you know, I remember what it was like having a manager, and now what it's like being like, I have to wake up every day and make this about me. So that's why it seems like it's probably very mature, and, you know, it seems like I'm really taking it serious, because I had to go through a lot of growing to get to where I'm at.
Right on.
And good for you on continuing to grow, and that trial and error is ruthless sometimes. Just is. from my personal experience. But if as long as I mean it's you're winning or you're learning. Like the failure thing goes out the door, because even if something bad happens, you're like, all right, well, now I know that was not the right way to go. I'm going to go this way next time. And even this way, and it might be wrong too. And you're like, all right, I'm zigzagging a little bit. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Good on you for working so hard and taking it seriously. Because it shows.
It does show. All right, so we got to talk about Summerfest.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about it, man. I'm here.
What, like, what is that like?
Well, first and foremost, if I can share a personal story, because I'm pretty sure this is going to go out and people are going to be able to watch this. I'm going to just be honest. You know, I'm a man to admit it. When I got the news, I was actually on my last tour date in Chicago. I was doing two back-to-backs in Chicago. And I was, you know, driving. I get the email with the offer. And I was just like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, excuse my language. Am I able to cuss? Am I able to?
Yeah, you can swear.
Yeah.
No worries.
I was just like, I was driving. I had just made it to Chicago. I was literally just pulling in, I think, like 10 minutes in. And I was driving to basically just the venue just so I can, like, check in and get my day started. So I get there, and I get the email, and I instantly start crying. Because as a Milwaukee kid, like, you got to understand how hard it really is to get on these stages, you know, or at least bigger stages like this. Mm-hmm. And so this is probably like the most I've ever been paid as a hip hop artist, alternative hip hop artist in Milwaukee. On top of that, like, to even, again, like I said, be able to grace this stage, like, I can literally type in Google, and from here on out for the rest of my career, I can say that I was a part of a Summerfest like show on like a main stage as a headliner like that. To me, it just speaks, again, like I said, volumes from, like, all those, like, times where there was a lot of naysayers saying that you wouldn't be able to do it. The music that I was putting out before, years before it, I kind of got to a point where I'm at now. It was a lot of, like, doubters and, you know, maybe even people that, like, maybe seeing it differently and was like, I support you 100%. And, you know, this is kind of like my way of saying I'm graduating again. Like, I'm walking across a big stage to really present myself in the most big way, you know, no pun intended, the big gig, you know. So I'm excited to be able to do this, and I'm opening up for Play with Cardi's artist, Homicide Gang. Like, that's really huge too, like, to be attached to artists who are really, like, in the industry, who actually have, like, a buzz and a real industry pool. And, you know, it's just really, really, like, it's satisfying to see that, you know, those long nights are really starting to go somewhere.
You're starting to see some progress and that's really cool. Yeah. I have a kind of a wild card question, Steve, if you're okay.
Throw it.
Do you also then produce all of your own music as well? Like, are you producing your own beats
as well? I'm not producing them. A lot of my friends are, which makes it dope, because
awesome.
You know, with it being like I'm celebrating and having this big moment on these stage, right? It's also like, you're getting there, but you're getting there with the help of your friends. Again, like I said, I'm into anime, so I kind of feel like Goku, but when he reaches up for the spirit bomb, everybody's like lending their energy. So from the productions, from all of my friends who are part of my same rap group, a lot of my homies in the music scene here, people from Chicago that I really jam with, a homie of mine who stay in New York, like, all of these people are really helping me get to the point that I want to be in life. And I couldn't ask for anything else. Like, this, I'm not going to basically cap it off like Summerfest is just it. And after I do Summerfest, I'm going to be the avatar and just disappear. Like, after Summerfest, my goal is to like do something bigger. You know, I want to continue to do festivals and put out really better music and keep like, you know, leveling up and being the artist that I'm meant to be. So I'm very appreciative of my journey right now.
That's really nice. Cool. So you led us right into it. What is next for you? Any shows coming up other than obviously the big one?
Yeah.
So as of right now, there is something that's in the works. I'm not going to say it unless it's like actually solidified as like, okay, you're on this bill. This is what's going to happen. So hopefully things do go the right way that they need to go. But as of right now, my goal is to deliver the best show that I can at Summerfest. And then after June 24th at Summerfest, I do have a show August 9th at Chill on the Hill. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so Chill on the Hill. Yeah, and I'm going to have a live band. So the beautiful thing is like, with me being in these different spaces, I can like exist in different like ways where whatever your first impression of me, whether you're like into live music or if you're into like, you know, traditional like behind an instrumental and rapping type of music, like I can offer so many different you know, perspectives onto my career because I can definitely exist in a world where I can perform with a live band for a course of so many shows that you're like, I love this sound from now, or, you know, I'm just a really great performer and I like to engage with the crowd. So even if I don't have a band, and even with a band, I could do it. But even if I don't have a band, like even with the instrumentals, you can get a really great experience from me too, because then I'll also be, you know, acting from the crowd. I'll be, you know, just wanting a lot of people to be involved, because I can rap all day. Anybody can grab a mic and rap. But the hardest part to do is to entertain. So I just love entertaining. I love speaking on the mic, and I love giving people the full experience of Nile X Nile as the artist.
Nice.
I feel like you specifically made our days by letting us know that we could rap at some point.
Yeah.
Hey, you can.
If you need some background rappers.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go next. Like, just the Experience Milwaukee podcast is at your service.
No, that'd be dope. That'd be real dope.
No.
Until you get us in the studio and they're like, why did we do this?
Why?
How do we get them out of here?
Yeah.
I will not judge. You know, you never know. You guys probably come up with something so crazy and I just be like, man, I'm mind blown watching it. Like, you know.
Some about having four kids and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Working in my basement.
Really awesome. It'd be really neat.
You know, okay, I'll say this about working in the basement on this 87-degree
day. There's a wrap right there.
Yep. Jeez. I'll say this. I will say this. It is nice and cool down here.
All right. That didn't rhyme.
I feel good. points for trying? I don't know.
I guess. I've heard better.
Yeah.
All right. I got to ask you this. What about, like, I tried to dig into this a little bit when I asked what your early influences are, but like, what about old school stuff? What is old school to you, you know? And then what old school, and are there old school influences in your music?
Maybe like a song by Tupac titled I Get Around. Like, that's the kind of party type of, you know, Erykah Badu type like songs. Ooh. You know, Outkast. Like, I love the neo soul, like alternativeness of the like hip hop. Like, I'm just very, very into like stuff like that. Like I said, I grew up listening to a lot of music, so I won't say like, oh, I go all the way back to like, you know, some John Coltrane or something like that, you know, because I never really had a chance to sit and listen to like artists like that. But I guess if I can date it back to what I feel like really does, you know, define, I guess, how far my music taste was. It was kind of like Aaliyah, you know, just stuff like that. Where like, you know, in that realm, Busta Rhymes, you know, music like that, A Tribe Called Quest, like that type of music where, you know, hip hop was very appreciated. Oh yeah, Run DMC, stuff like that. Where it's just like music was very appreciated, but it was appreciated in a way where they were just breaking boundaries. You know what I'm saying? They were just like getting into the world of music in a way where the music was like, okay, we have to make an impact and we have to stand for something. And that's what music was before. But I think the more social media and MTV and all that stuff kind of really became like of its purpose, that's when a lot of people kind of had a voice and we had a lot more people looking for what the word on the street was and what to like be up to date with. So that's kind of when I really like started really getting into the music and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to share mine. So
go ahead. I mean, we sharing them, right?
Mozart.
What? What did you say?
Oh my god!
You bitch.
I said Mozart.
That is so like that's so disrespectful. It's like so old.
I know. And he's not even. I mean, we're pretty close at age too, which is why it makes it funnier. Because I'm basically ragging on myself.
Yeah, I was growing up listening.
Yeah, listening to the Mozart. Sweet sounds of Tchaikovsky,
Symphony 7.
No, but now I kind of want to know, like, what I would say, like, old school to me would be some like an Aerosmith.
I'm talking rap because I grew up not just on like that stuff, but on like hip hop and rap too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking like Kumo D, Biz Markie, Eric B, and Rakim. That stuff.
You tell like KRS and rappers like that.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Now, the thing is about them, and again, this is no disrespect because I appreciate the music and what they were doing in life. My whole thing was they were kind of like our grandparents' favorite type of rappers, and they were pretty much like rapping about how to stay out of trouble. Like, you know, like basically trying to sound very like, yo, I don't know. I don't want to disrespect them. I don't want to disrespect them, but you get what I mean? To like, it was just very like, it was very PG-13.
Yeah, it was very. Oh man, down.
That's what you get. We're talking about. I'm like,
yeah. Bro. Would you say it's like prescriptive? Oh shit, we lost him. Oh no way, he came back. we were like, oh shit, we lost him.
Is he back?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. Are you good? Niall, do you think this was because you were disrespecting those old
The oldies?
Old artists?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't know if he can hear us.
I don't think he can hear us. I think the most important thing was prior to the last 3 minutes before your computer dropped, I was going to say, out of all the musicians, artists that I've talked to today, I'm most looking forward to meeting you at Summerfest.
Yeah, that's what
and then you two, and then you two made fun of all my shit.
No, but regardless, it should be a really, really dope. It should be a really dope year. I know kind of already spoke on this like before. My laptop kind of came down, crashing. But you know, just being able to, like I said, be a part of that. I know I'm gonna meet so many amazing people, so many people with different like stories, whether. It was like, you know, maybe they have a podcast, maybe, you know, somebody was working stage management for so many years, or maybe somebody knew some people that's been like involved with Summerfest for such a long time in their life. And it'd be just a way to be able to relate in so many different aspects. And it just be like, man, like, look how crazy like the world is. Like life can really bring you to a place where like-minded individuals, whether it's like, you know, people are just around because they love Summerfest, or people are trying to make their way on these stages, or, right. You know, just meeting some of these important people that's in these rooms, or like just like finding a way to come together. And I don't know. I just think it's going to be really, really dope.
It is.
You guys. That's fire. Thank you guys so much for reaching out to me and
interviewing
me. It's my life like so much worth it. Cause you know, I personally, and I know that maybe it might change, but I personally thought like, you know, I'm a, like I said, alternative hip hop artist. I'm like, I don't think nobody's really reached out to me. Like, I hear everybody else getting talked about, and I'm just like, I mean, I'm happy for myself, but do people even care about, you know, at 6 p.m.? Like, that's such a really good slot. Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
You've earned it. You've earned it.
We'll be the gentleman up front waving maniacally.
Yeah.
With to balloons. Get your attention.
We'll have balloons.
If you were worried about not seeing us, we'll make sure we're seen.
You know, like when you know, like at sporting events or shit, like they have the big cutout of the person's face and they're holding it.
And they hold
we'll
it
do
up.
That. We'll do that. We'll have you on there.
on a giant foam board.
Yeah, big foam board.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, he's gonna come out. Hey everybody, oh my god, what are you guys doing?
Security. Security right here. Right? These two. These
You'll two see out. Them. You'll see them.
Yeah. Take the balloons.
Yeah, man. We got to, y'all drink, we got to get like a beer or something with Summerfest.
Yeah. whatever.
Absolutely.
We get the it's cocktails. We like to get a little tipsy.
Y'all do like what is it? White Claws?
No, I do the those old.
No,
fashions,
we do like the $18 cocktails. The like
we're
the ready
buy you
pour.
One.
I know,
we're
right? The ready pour. So we'll buy you one.
I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
We'll get you.
Because we don't subject people to our mayhem. When we invite people into our mayhem, it's our responsibility to take care of them.
That's a true statement right there.
All right, I'm gonna hit stop.